My candle is not there to illuminate me. It is there to illuminate my world. My candle is not there to illuminate me. It is there to illuminate my world. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever thought that when you turn the light on, it's not to illuminate you, it's to illuminate the world about you and let the world reflect it back. Let the world reflect back what that light shines forth on it. Every day of our life, we are shining forth our candles. Every day of our life, we are shining forth our light unto the world. And the world is shining it back to us in all its magic and all its glory. Now, if the world is shining back to us happiness, peace, goodness, harmony, love, abundance, health, eternal life, then that is what we are shining out. That is what we are showing forth into our world. And as we show this forth into our world is a marvelous, wonderful, fantastic place. Our world is a delightful, charming, delightful, desirable, delightful experience for us and for everyone in our world. So, it's up to us to learn to say, good morning, I love you. It's up to us to learn to say, this is a wonderful world. I am so glad that I created this fantastic world just the way I like it. I am happy about my world. I am happy about me. I am happy about what I see, because what I see is my candle, my light, my inner light shining out into all the world and having it reflect back what I see in it and what it sees of my light, how it responds to my light. Now, if my world responds to me as a happy world, then my light is a happy light. If my world responds to me as an unhappy light, then my light is an unhappy light. Then I have streaks and colors in it. I have impurities in it. I have attitudes in my light that are not so fulfilling, not so rewarding, not so fantastic as they could be, and as I want them to be. Now, how can I have my light be as I want it to be? How can I have my light be as I know it to be? How can I have my light be all that it is and all that it will ever be? How can I have my light be the ultimate of my light? The ultimate of the joy that's in me, the ultimate of the magic that's in me. How can I have my light be that? Well, I can have it be that by first thinking inside of myself, good thoughts about my own light. I see my light as a beautiful, glorious light. My light is not an overwhelming light. It is just a surrounding light. It is an outflowing light of love. My light is a light of peace. And as I look out into my world, I see peace everywhere. As I look out into my world, I see love everywhere. As I look out into my world, I see joy everywhere. Everywhere I look, I see the peace, the love, the joy, the light that I am. Everywhere I look, I see all is in divine order. Everywhere I look, I see all is good and very good. So, it's my choice. It's my decision. It's how I look at the world and how the world looks at me. Do I want the world to look at me as a fantastic world? Do I want the world to look at me as a glorious world? Do I want the world to look at me as a peaceful world? Then first, I must look at myself as a glorious, peaceful, fantastic world. First, I must make the choice of deciding that I am the kind of person that I want my world to be. Now, the other day, someone hollered at me. And they said, turn that sound down, turn that sound down. And I was right in the middle of turning the sound down. I was right in the middle of trying to control the sound on a remote device. And it was taking me longer than I expected it to take me. And so I shouted back, I'm doing it. And if I had used my head, I wouldn't have said a word. I would have just continued turning the sound down, and when the sound was down, they would realize that I was doing what they were asking. And I didn't have to say one single word. I didn't have to say one idea at all. I could just see the sound at the proper level that they liked to have it, and all would have been in divine order. But no, I spoke up. I said, I'm doing it. I'm working on it. I'm doing my very best. I'm working on it. And if I really were working on it in my perfect way, if I really were working on it, I would at all times have the sound at the perfect level. I would at all times have whatever it is that I'm working with in my world harmonious and balanced, peace and joy. It's up to me to do this. No one else can do it for me. I kick myself around the block so many times for doing dumb things, and I don't have to do that. I want to not kick myself around the block, but I want to dance myself around the world while I'm doing wonderful, joyous, and beautiful things, while I'm doing harmonious and uplifting things, while I'm being a delightful person. I live this life now as a human being, as a divine human being, as a delightful person. And as I live it as a delightful, wonderful person, everything in my world is fantastic. Everything in my world is outstanding. Everything in my world is glorious. Everything in my world is very good. But it's up to me to make that choice. It's up to me to decide what is important for me. It's up to me to see that the candle is not illuminating itself. I am illumination, and it is reflected in my creation. The candle is not illuminating itself. It appears to illuminate itself, but all the world sees the candle as light. All the world sees the candle as illumination. All the world sees the candle as joy and peace and harmony, because that's how we see it, and that's how we'll always see it. And if we always remember that, we'll never try to do anything. We will be that perfect expression of what that light is in us, that perfect awareness is in us. We'll be that. We'll be that all the time and in every way. And could anything be more beautiful, more satisfying, more fulfilling than that? The candle's not there to illuminate itself. We must remember that. We're not here in this world to illuminate ourselves or to show how wonderful we are, but we are here in this world to have the world shine back on us, mirror back into our expression, into our vision, how wonderful we are as beautiful, loving, gentle, unconditionally loving people who always have a loving thought to think, always have a kind word to say, always have a beautiful attitude of mind to be revealed. It's up to us to do this. No one can do it for us. It's up to us to know this. No one can be it for us. It's up to us to have the joy of this in our life. And as we have the joy of this in our life, everything about our world is just fantastic. Yours can be fantastic now by your seeing yourself as the candle and seeing yourself illuminating the world, that all the world is your mirror, shining back the joy that you are, the love that you are, the peace that you are, the magic that you are, the wonderment that you are, because that's what you are. You are that wonderment, that magic, that peace. You are all that is, and nothing else matters one tiny little bit. Nothing else matters one tiny little bit, because that's what you are, and that's all that you are, and that's how you are now. So join me in knowing this to be true for you, as I know it's true for me, because it's what the life is all about. I love you. 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 I love you.